morning.
Jesse, you were supposed to get a paycheck on Monday. That was days ago, and you're continuing to work without pay. How are you doing?
The workers here are doing fine, and I'm doing fine myself. But as we continue on, it's going to incur problems.
I mean, are you starting to see some issues now, 3 weeks in?
People are starting to feel the stress of it. They're starting to understand that this might go on for a while, especially after the presidential address and then the rebuttal by Senator Schumer and House Speaker Pelosi. So people are starting to come to grips with maybe not being paid for a month or longer.
And what's happened since the shutdown at the prison itself?
The Bureau of Prisons has maintained the same level of control and continue to program the inmates as if nothing has occurred. So if you were to come in, you couldn't tell it apart from any other given day right now.
So, I mean, obviously you're an essential employee.
Yes.
And you have to show up to work no matter if you get a paycheck or not.
Yes. And then, of course, that's another problem. Government workers that are furloughed, of course, aren't incurring the cost of driving to work and taking certain items to work every day. Whereas the ones that are mandatory to come in are incurring those daily costs, which is going to exacerbate the shutdown. And because of that, too, they can't seek outside employment or take up anything like that.
Have you had any issues with staff calling in sick or not being able to come to work?
The staff at FCI Berlin have continued to show their professionalism through this, so we have not had those problems. I am aware that that could be going on at other federal prisons, but so far the officers here have maintained proper conduct.
Do you have a family yourself?
Yes, I do.
Do you talk with them about this and the possibility that this could go on for a while?
Well, yes, of course, and it is stressful for a lot of us, and it's already a stressful job. And to have this hanging over your head and the financial obligations, some creditors are great with it, some are not. So it's stressful for everybody in a different way, for sure. And it's going to need to come to an end, hopefully soon.
How long can you conceivably, you know, hold on? I mean, is there a breaking point at some point where you feel like things at the prison will be compromised?
I would say that within a month of not receiving an actual paycheck, which, of course, we received one after the shutdown had occurred, but I'd say in February you're going to start to see problems, especially with junior staff that, you know, don't make as much as some of the senior officers do. So perhaps their savings aren't as much and things to that degree.
What are you hearing from colleagues?
The same thing, that they are starting to feel the stress. Some people commute to work, for example, so they're worried about, you know, not receiving a paycheck. And what if they got to the position within 2 weeks, a month, where they can't be driving in? Are they going to be retaliated against for not coming to work? It's going to be a challenge as time goes on.
Yeah, so this has got some long-term implications even beyond a shutdown, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We would like to be paid, and it's not like we're on furlough status. We're still in here doing our work and still living up to what we were obligated to do through the employment. So we would appreciate it if the politicians could follow their end of the deal.
Jesse Carter is a corrections officer and the first vice president of FCI at Berlin. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, thank you.